Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Jizz Nation!
Hallelujah! Jada Pinkett Smith is still talking about the slap! And you won't believe what she's saying now.
And are Kevin Costner and Jewel smashing, or is it just a foolish game?
Plus later, I'm chopping it up with Genuine about his time on a Masked Singer, but what you popping off with, bruh?
Okay, now y'all know Cardi B and Offset unfollowed each other's socials.
Yes.
And we talked about it the other day. Well, y'all, Cardi hopped on IG Live and let us know that they have broken up.
Aww.
She seemingly addressed the rumors that Blueface dropped that Offset hooked up with Krishan Rock, explaining why she didn't care if it was true. Cardi said, I've been single for a minute now, but I have been afraid. Not afraid, I just don't want to tell the world, but I feel like today has been like a sign.
Okay. It's just like, who's gonna make it? If they're not gonna make it, who's gonna make it out here? Somebody gotta stay together, right?
You think they like done?
I never even saw signs that nothing was wrong.
I would take my money, honey, and I would give one of his cousins.
No, Gary. No, well, I don't think Cardi B's that type of person.
Well, I'll be that
miles on your car just because you're mad at the owner.
Right.
Yeah, well.
I don't know, y'all. Cardi is a Libra. They get tired a lot, but they don't really leave like that. They say that they're gonna leave.
I mean, it's too abrupt. I mean, we just heard about it. Well,
we was almost here not too long ago, probably about a year or so ago, when there was some other things.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she gave him a good old Dominican cursing out.
Yeah.
And he fell in line for a little bit. But like, of all people to possibly blow it over.
She said she'd been single for a while.
I feel like the Krishan thing, that can't be true, right?
It can't be. Like,
but you know what, like I said this before, it angers me with men. You say you want this. I want you to look like this, be shaped like this, smell like this, and all that. And then you still go and cheat with some trash.
Oh, if you eat steak every night, you're going to want a hot dog eventually.
That's true.
Sometimes three or four hot dogs in a row just to remind yourself how much you like steak. Steak is great, boys and girls. Don't go messing it up for a hot dog.
It's been too processed.
Well.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
All right, well, not everyone is breaking up. It is time for a
Smash Alert!
That's right. A while back, the screets were saying that Kevin Costner was dating Reese Witherspoon. Remember that? But apparently, guys, that one was just a rumor.
Okay.
But it seems like he is hooking up with Jewel.
Wow.
There they are. Wow. Look at him. Looking cute. Reportedly, the hookup happened organically, whatever that means, when Jewel, Kevin, and other friends went to Sir Richard Branson's Necker Island for a tennis event to raise funds for Jewel's foundation, Inspiring Children. All right, so Kevin Costner, 68, Jewel's 49. She's the same age as his ex, Christine, and that's not all. In pictures obtained by TMZ, the two were real cozy while Jewel held Kevin's microphone. Not necessarily Kevin's microphone. Just a microphone.
Okay, now.
But she was addressing the crowd. But it doesn't look like they were trying to hide their affection here, does
not
it?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. No, what is this flat top he got? Very military, right?
Yeah.
I like them together, though.
Me too.
The age difference ain't too different.
No. Mm-hmm.
And I like them. They look happy. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for her. They ain't stealing nobody's husband or wife.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let's do it. I'm happy for them.
This is giving a bodyguard reboot energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He initially liked Whitney Houston.
Yo, gosh.
But that's not an option no more. She's off the table.
Yeah. It would be very weird if that were a thing now.
I just don't know.
What is an organic hookup, by the way?
When you wasn't really trying to shoot your shot at somebody and like, damn, that person, cool.
It just happened,
Neither one of them were looking and it just happened.
Yeah.
Some organic happened for me.
That's the most beautifulest thing ever.
It really is.
It is.
Fava beans. right, now, after a couple rough years, the Golden Globes are back.
Okay.
And they're going to air on January 7th, 2024. No pressure to stay alive that long. And the nominations were just announced. Now, Barbie led the noms with a total of 9, including nominations for Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, and although The Color Purple got snubbed for Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, Fantasia and Danielle Brooks were indeed nominated in the acting category. Yes. So there's that.
Okay.
But check this out. They just added a brand new category, and that's for Best Stand-Up Comic on Television.
Wow, that's good.
And they kept it even. They balanced it out. They had 3 men, 3 women. You got Ricky Gervais, Trevor Noah, and Chris Rock going up against 3 women, Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Wanda Sykes.
Ooh. Okay.
Barbie's cheating. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It did not give what it was supposed to have gave. It did not give Golden Globes, everybody. I'm sorry. We went to go see it because of the brand of Barbie.
Yeah. And everybody had a Barbie back
yes.
in the day. That's yeah. just what it is.
I think it's a hot mess. Didn't the people were protesting the Golden Globes
yep.
for the point of time, and they're going back to their old damn ways.
Well, this is what I think. These two new categories, best comic on TV, mm-hmm. and then Celebration of Cinema, which is for movies that made over $150 million. These are popularity contests.
It
pretty
is.
Much. Yeah. And so they're just trying to get people back into watching again.
It's giving y'all did it for likes.
And I don't like the idea of this new comedy thing, stand-up comedy on TV. That's not fair. They got you, Tanner, and Headcrack. They didn't nominate y'all.
I know,
I
right?
I haven't done a special.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't nominate
TV.
Us. Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
They like they did like a 1 hour, like, yeah. you know, I'm still trying to get my hot 20.
All right, well, baby, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith is giving all the props to her husband, Will Smith. Open hand slap to the face for saving their marriage.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So remember earlier this year, Jada made a shocking revelation that she and Will have been separated for 7 years, and the tea came ahead of her highly anticipated memoir, Worthy. Y'all remember that? Okay,
oh, yeah.
yes. Well, in a recent interview, Miss Jada claimed Will's attacks on Chris Rock at the Oscars saved their marriage, child.
Oh.
Yup. Miss Thang said, after all of these years trying to figure out if I would leave Will's side, it took that slap for me to see that I will never leave him. Who knows where our relationship would be if that hadn't happened? Now, Ms. Jada also said, she refers to it as the holy slap due to the amount of positivity that has steamed from it. Now, y'all got to miss me on this one, because where is the positivity with this slap?
I was going to say, a lot of negative things happened to Will
yes.
in his career from this slap. I guess the positivity comes from her libido jumping because he did something great for her. That's maybe positivity for her, but for him, it didn't make him look good at all. So is that selfish?
I hope,
to say positivity?
I hope she gave him some on the ride home.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. She rode him home.
He was the transportation.
She emancipated him on the way home.
He was her Uber.
I think she didn't realize he was masculine until he did the slap. Because he had been faded away, so he wasn't as masculine then. But when he did the slap, she realized, oh, he is a man after all.
It feels a little toxic to me.
Oh, it is that too.
Like, it's toxic too.
Right?
Okay. But that made her say, I'm staying with him forever.
But a good toxic like situation can spark an amazing romance.
And then y'all kill each other. And then you both toxic dead.
Dang. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith might think the Oscar slap saved her marriage to Will, but Will might be singing a different tune as he was allegedly spotted hanging out with a lookalike, y'all.
What?
So Will was recently out in Miami for Art Basel, and this mystery woman has been tagging along with him and his crew. And check this out, y'all. Don't she kind of look like somebody we know?
She do. Don't she look like her?
Yeah, like Jada Pinkett Smith a little bit.
It look like Jada and look like Amber.
This is definitely giving Amber Rose.
It's giving very much Harpo. Who's that woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know that's set up. That's a plan.
You think
what?
So?
Yes, that's a plan.
She's
we
really
don't know what he's doing.
Though.
They did put that woman there to make, like, you know, just to give us something to talk about and what happened.
And we're talking.
And we're talking, honey.
Do you think this is, like, part of their, like, continuing entanglement? Or is this just, you know, something to get people talking?
I don't think Will would play up in Jada's face like that. Out in the open. At Art Basel?
Yeah, no.
That's probably one of Jada's friends.
Yeah.
Your friends, they all got the same haircut. And it's
exactly.
Like, you roll with Will, I'm going to be over here, you know.
See you in August.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. You stupid.
Well, up next, find out who Alec Baldwin called the hottest woman ever, and it wasn't his wife.
Wow.
Oh, no. Details after the break.
Not
come
the
on, Alec.
Better be his mama.
What
he got a presidential
on?
Face.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Woo, the now the legendary Barbara Streisand took a stroll down memory lane by posting this vintage clip to her Instagram. Check it out. Now, her fans loved it, y'all, but nobody, and I mean nobody, loved it more than Hilaria Baldwin's husband, Alec Baldwin. Alec commented on the post saying, "My God, this is the hottest woman ever."
Wow.
Now, that was a bit upsetting to folks because is this appropriate for a married man to say?
I mean, he was in his feelings for a second, and I think Barbara is older than him, right?
Yeah.
So he probably grew up fantasizing over her, and it brought him back to his childhood. He just forgot where he was for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Everybody remembers their first couple crushes, celebrities who you had big crushes on when you were, like, in your teens, in early 20s.
Not just celebrity crushes, crushes, period, but keep them to yourself. I don't need you to say who the hottest person is while I'm sitting here, no.
Yeah, but the clip looked like it's 100 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay for him to say that now about something that was
It ain't like he could go holler at that Barbara.
Yeah. Like, I never had much exposure to this Barbara. Like, I always know her as
But
looking at her like this, I'm like, okay, all right, what's up, Barb?
He can't rewind the clock and go back to this time. He was just commenting on the moment that it was.
Gary, who is your celebrity crush when you were young?
Lil Richard.
Lil Richard and Liberace.
Liberace. Now, Liberace was fly.
Totally thinking Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on. It's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all favorite city, Atlanta, Leticia Jackson.
This is
also known as the ATL, honey, is at the shenanigans again. Oh, Lemon Pepper Island, I love you so. Now, if you are an Atlanta resident who's had plans to see the Peach Drop this year, baby, change your plans. It's not happening, okay?
Oh,
the city of Atlanta claims there will not be a Peach Drop because dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, they have exhausted their funds. I'm going to tell you what they exhausted their funds on says. You ready? You ready? You ready?
What?
The celebration of the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, so we don't get no Peach Drop
this
year.
So we don't brand
deal. They don't blame hip-hop on that. They try to blame hip-hop on everything negative.
Baby,
they got them coins.
The mayor, Andre Dickens, said the city dedicated its funds to celebrating the 50th anniversary.
When I saw Ludacris dangling over the football game, I was like, ain't those the cables they used to drop the peach?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
They did the Luda drop this year, not the peach drop.
I know white people live it, honey, because I'm with them, honey. Yes, bitch. How dare you?
Oh, that's crazy.
How you gonna blame it on hip-hop? Don't they got, like, some leftover surplus money from the couple years we didn't do it due to COVID?
But when I start seeing it in person, it's a very small peach. It shouldn't cost that much to drop.
Okay.
It just drops from a little thing. It's not like it's the New York Big Apple. It's
really
very small.
Oh, I thought it was like a...
It is not massive at all.
It's like the housewives can hold it. It's very small.
You know what
I'm saying? Like, I just don't want Atlanta to be the first city in the country to do a GoFundMe so we can have a New Year's Eve celebration.
That
would be the poorest thing ever.
That makes us look so bad.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
I've never heard of that.
That city is canceling.
And you're going to blame it on
hip-hop.
They got the money. Andre, I'm coming over.
Come on, Dre.
I'm coming over, Mr. Andre. We need to talk this thing through.
Well, coming up next, the Masked Singer's Husky, a.k.a. Genuine, may have gotten a boot from the Masked Singer, but guess what? He pulling up on us. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. The Masked Singer just celebrated rock and roll as the Group B finalist competed for a chance to make it to the finale. But unfortunately, the Tiki and the Husky went home in a double elimination. But it's all good because we got the Husky right here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome the artist formerly known as the Husky, the one, the only singer, songwriter, dance extraordinaire, Genuine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, doing great, bro. And it is so great to see you out there still killing it, still doing
your
thing, still looking like yourself. You know what I mean? Yo,
yes,
man,
sir.
The Masked Singer is a hell of an experience. And is there anything that made you so anxious about doing it?
Me and my agent, we was talking. And so he was just like, come on, man, you got to come out your comfort zone. You got to do it. And so it took a little convincing. And then, you know, I just said, you know what, let me try to do this because the pandemic really had me messed up a little bit too, because we definitely couldn't do anything. We just had to stay in the house. So I was like, you know what, let me do something different. And you know, I knew once I did it, I'd be able to conquer.
Now, you know, one of the biggest things that seems like it's hard for certain people to do is like hide the fact that they're doing the show.
Right.
Was there any people who was like hot on your case? Is like, yo, are you the Husky?
And if so, what kind of lies did you have to tell to kind of bob and weave around it?
Oh, well, I couldn't lie. I mean, of course, you know, your kids know who you are. So, but I was like, I just didn't let them know, you know, how far I got and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there were people that was calling and was like, are you the, I was like, what you talking about? So I had to act like, I don't know what you're talking about.
When the judges and stuff like that be throwing out suggestions as to who they think you are, was there anyone that, like, you know, completely made you laugh on the inside of that costume?
When they were saying Brian McKnight and they said a lot of people that was nowhere near me and my voice, so I knew I did pretty much a good job by throwing them off. You know what I mean? And Nick at one time said, you know, when we standing there, he was like, I think I know who you are. and I just laughed. I was like, hey, man, hey.
How did you feel when you found out that you were the husky instead of like a pony or a snake or, you know, any other animals that sometimes they'll be like, okay, yeah, that works.
It was a great representation of who I am as an individual. And I think they did their homework and know, you know, I'm alpha male, you know what I mean? So it was a great marriage, you know, for the suit. Just hot as hell.
Too hot to where you probably didn't even remotely think about hitting any of those iconic dance moves.
Nah, because it's too heavy. You can't really move. I mean, if you see it, you can. I mean, you can scoop, but you can't really move the way you want to move.
On the 2024 bingo card, is there a possibility of seeing TGT on the road? Nah, strong no.
As far as the group thing, yeah, I'm not really interested in all that anymore. You know what I mean? I'm cruising right now, so and I'm drama free, so I'm very introverted, man. I don't want to deal with a whole bunch of nonsense.
Protect your energy at all costs, my brother, man. Yeah, continue success, continue to shine.
You. God bless you, and thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Every time, all the time, man. It's great having you on the show, Genuine. And make sure you catch The Masked Singer every Wednesday night on Fox. And don't move, because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, y'all. Well, guess what, honey?
What?
Ciara and Russell Wilson just revealed they recently welcomed a beautiful baby girl.
Oh.
And her name is Aura Princess Wilson. And she weighed 9 pounds and 1 ounce, y'all.
Ooh, wow.
Wow. That's a lot of pounds.
That's a great name, though.
Yes. Amora.
She's so big. She just came out the thing?
Yeah. She's
wow.
Out the thing?
Them goodies going to be on ice for a while.
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, she's adorable. I love when they hold your fingers.
Yeah.
I love that they have so many kids. I think it's so cute.
Yes, honey. She getting her insurance policy.
You
baby.
Know what?
Wasn't Ciara on the red carpet just like last week with the gold?
She was.
Yeah. Yeah, she's one of them. She holds it to the last minute.
She also twerked in the bathroom and all that pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, she be doing her thing.
Shook that baby loose.
Works out, dance, yeah, everything.
I love it.
I wonder how Future feels. That could have been his kids.
Future ain't...
Who kids?
That could have been Future kids.
Future's living his own life. He worry about his future. You worry about your own.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are your kids? Could have been your kids. Where are your kids at?
You haven't gave them to me yet?
Oh!
Moving on!
That'd be a cute biracial baby.
Gary, I hate to... It's probably not... But little Leroy, what happened to little Leroy? How much did he weigh?
He weighed about 8 pounds, 2
Wait,
ounces.
Wait, E.D., he gone?
No, when he was a baby, when he ate 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Who would have carried it?
Yeah, who got who pregnant?
Gary would have carried it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.